Repetition opens the front and back doors of my mind. When I use repetition, I walk through the front door and deposit positive thoughts on the counter of my mind. When other people use repetition, they sneak in the back door and deposit their unwanted messages. The advertising industry uses the power of repetition to hijack my mind. When I was a child, advertising taught me that Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. I hate cigarettes, and they don't taste good. Nevertheless, repetition planted this thought in my mind when I was 7 years old, and it will remain until the day I die. Advertisers spend billions of dollars planting their slogans in my mind. When they repeat them, they aren't talking to me. They are talking to my mind. Once their slogan is in my mind, I will have to listen to it for the rest of my life. Advertisers don't care if I listen, because they know that my mind will do their job once they have hijacked my thoughts and flown them to their destination. I use the power of repetition to put good things into my mind. I look at pictures of my dreams dozens of times each day. I repeat my positive self-talk until my mind repeats it back to me. I hijack my own mind and fly it to my own positive destination. This picture is taken from the top of the mast of Exit Only. This is what your life looks like when you go cruising. Now put a blindfold on, close your eyes, and stare into the black void. That is what your life looks like without going cruising. It's a life without ever seeing the spectacular beauty that's yours for the taking when you drop your dock lines and set sail on the ocean of your dreams. While I was working in Saudi Arabia saving up freedom chips for my voyage around the world, I kept a picture of Bora Bora on the wall above my computer desk. Every day that I worked in Arabia, I burned that picture into my consciousness because I wanted to have Bora Bora on my mind. That picture constantly reminded me of who I was and where I was going. Although my colleagues and patients thought I was Dr. Dave, I knew my true identity. I was Captain Dave, master and commander of Exit Only, and I was on my way to French Polynesia. Although my body was in Riyadh, it was just a matter of time before my anchor would be down in paradise. I had Bora Bora on my mind, and I knew where I was going. For more than 10 years, I kept Bora Bora on my mind because I didn't want to miss out. I knew that as long as I focused on my dreams, I would be willing to do whatever it takes to make them happen. Living dreams is mostly about focus and persistence. If you have a positive focus, and if you're endlessly persistent, it won't be long before your dreams come true. You only get one life, and it would be a shame to miss out on living your dreams. So go ahead, live your dreams. You won't regret it. I use the power of repetition to advertise my dreams to myself many times each day. Inside my mind, I have a mental billboard that has pictures of my dreams. Every day, all day long, I see my dreams coming true. I see myself driving around the world in my Land Rover Defenders. I see myself sailing on the ocean of my dreams. I see millions of people visiting my websites and reading my books. I see my websites launching other people's dreams all around the world. I see my podcast pushing minds in a positive direction. I see my power graphics changing the way people think and feel. Every time I look at my mental billboard, I focus on my dreams and I see them coming true. If you want to use the power of repetition to change your life, repeat the following two sentences until they are permanently etched in your memory. Number one, the wheel of change always turns in the direction of what I put into my mind. And number two, I can change who I am by changing what I say when I talk to my mind. Repeat these statements until they become second nature to you. They eventually will become automatic thoughts that your mind repeats back to you many times each day.